I'm posting this because a few people have asked me to demonstrate what I meant by the In the Mood lick for backup. But before I do that, I just wanted to let you know that this is really Bill Evans' concept. And he teaches it on the Accutab Power Picking series, specifically Volume 1, which is up the next Grugg's Backup. And I highly recommend that. If you master that along with John Lawless's Volume 2, which is more down the neck rolling type backup, you'll have a really good library of Scruggs-style backup. So anyway, here goes. The idea is that the In the Mood lick is based on the old Glenn Miller song, In the Mood. It sounds kind of like this. That's just done open strings with no cording, and that's the index on 2, middle on 1, and thumb on 5. Okay, so now if we want to apply that to a chorded position or a fingered chord, like the F position G chord at the 3rd through 5th frets, we do it this way with the thumb on the 3rd, index on the 2nd, middle on the 1st. Like that. And you can also fill in a little bit at the end of that phrase with 3 more notes just to kind of keep the roll feeling going, like this. Okay, so now you can use that to change chords, because what you have is you have a 2-measure phrase that sounds like a forward roll, but it has enough notes in it so that you can get on the right string for the first beat of a new measure. That's usually where the chord changes. So let's play kind of a theoretical bluegrass song here. That'll be 2 measures of G, 2 measures of C, 2 measures of D, and then back to 2 measures of G. Pretty simple, just over and over and over. Now that, if you listen to the Bill Evans DVD, he shows you a lot of ways to work that into a lot of different licks and different tunes. But one way you might do that with that same song is a combination of vamps and rolls, like this. It's not something you'd really want to do over and over and over. It would get a little bit tedious, but it's a way to fill in with some of the rhythms and get yourself back on track with some of the roll patterns and so on. It's not really a note-for-note kind of a thing. It's after a while, it's just putting the right rhythm in and the right syncopation to supplement the song when you're playing backup. So you'll get the hang of it after a while. Just put it in whenever you can. I hope this is helpful to you. Enjoy it, and we'll see you around the hangout. Bye.